Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 304, episode 3 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it is Thursday, September 14th, 2023.
Woo! Woo! You know what that is? National Creamfield Donut Day. National Parents Day Off. Yeah, you know what? Leave that baby in the crib and go out to the bar, all right? It's National Parents Day Off. It's also National Virginia Day. Shout out to Virginia. It's four lovers. Jack, it's National Eat a Hoagie Day.
Hoagie?
Also, National School Picture Day, National Sober Day.
That's not National Picture Day. It's not school pictures. This is way too early for that.
Is
but
it?
It's not too early to go down to Uncle Oogie's and get a hoagie.
There you go.
Yeah. And a
Did
cake.
Did you say it's National Sober Day?
Yeah. They call it National Sober
shout
Day.
Shout out to
everybody.
The sobers out there. Yeah. My fellow sobers.
Yeah, dog.
Hell yeah, dog.
Shout out to Sobes.
Shout out to Sobes. My name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Electric Bug Zapper. Dead bugs faster. There was electric bug zappers in the Baja Blast Casa. Fighting spotted lantern flies so the native species don't die. That is courtesy of Casserole Casanova, a little buffalo soldier electric bug zapper, a.k.a. in reference to my one true love, my electric tennis racket bug zapper.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What a great invention. I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Miles Gray, a.k.a. What is a Jonas? They're on tour again. Does anybody notice? Or know a song that they sing? They've got famous wives and some paid six lives. Are there three or five? Who even knows that the wedlock's not going as planned? Sansa is leaving her man. The tabloids eat this up every day. Who goes to the shows anyway? Yeah! Hit the solo right after that. Anyway, shout out Scouty on Discord for my name is Jonas. But who are the Jonas brothers?
Who are Jonas?
Yeah.
Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a very funny comedian, one of our favorite guests, one of your favorite guests, the host of podcasts such as The Frogcast, Pod Yourself a Gun, Pod Yourself, The Wire.
Wire.
It's Matt Lee!
Matt Lee! There used to be a dad named Matt Lee with COVID-19. Ooh. Now that Shore Leap stuck in room, Matt Lee got COVID from Bebe.
What's up, guys? Wow.
Just oh, yeah.
Told a whole story right there.
I know. That's all the context you need for why I sound like this. I got COVID.
Everybody, it's going, I mean, y'all. It's so wild how, like, it's such a wave right now. Like, I'm not even using that, like, as slang. Like, it's such a wave.
But, like, dude,
we're in the middle of a wave.
Right now, COVID's really hot.
The coverage
right
is lacking.
Yeah. Speaking of hot, do you have a temperature? How are you feeling, man?
Yeah.
No temperature. I never got a fever or nothing. I just got, like,
no pitcher?
No, dude. I just a fucking bad head cold.
Right.
And, you know, I had trouble sleeping. And then at one point I sneezed. All my insides came
out
my
through
outside.
Your face.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And
like
I was
like a sea cucumber.
Like a sea cucumber. Yeah. Except it wasn't cum.
A sneeze cucumber. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
What is that?
But
that
it could have been. It was a mixture of bodily fluids. Anyways, other than that, I'm like fucking doing great, dog. Feel good. I'm on Dayquil.
Did you just sneeze poop?
Yeah, dude.
That's everything. Yeah. Everything.
You can see
toenail.
That through the filter. I did a Zoom filter where I'm supposed to look ageless / poopless.
Yeah.
Mm. Awesome.
I get it.
Well, we appreciate you toughing it out and coming on this show.
Yeah, man.
As always, man.
You know, that's the thing. It's like people need their content.
That's right.
And who am I to deprive them of content?
Okay, you know? You don't have to verbatim say what we were screaming at you.
I know what you were yelling at me.
We're
while
like,
I was
you
in
can't
bed
deprive
shivering.
Them of content, dick.
Okay, daddy, I'm sorry.
Tough it out here. Take 8 Dayquil and just fucking get through it.
Yeah. So I just, you know, it's like fucking. Yeah, I feel like Judy Garland, you know, being pushed into Carnegie Hall. You know, they just, fill her up with some amphetamines and morphine. They say, get out there and sing over the rainbow. She's like, oh, right. Okay.
Then, I'm 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is like this next way. I feel like all the people I know who've got it, they're always like, at first I didn't think it was COVID because it wasn't like the COVID I had had before.
Yeah,
everyone was like,
exactly.
I just felt generally like a malaise and like shit with a little throat thing. And Yeah,
I didn't think it was COVID because I got it. We were away in Palm Springs, me and the wife, Francesca Fiorentini.
Yeah. Shout out Situation
and,
Room.
And the baby, Karina, along with some friends, too, which, my bad. And
sorry,
we didn't know. They're all testing negative somehow. And, I was just running my ass ragged, celebrating her birthday, cooking, blowing up balloons. With lots of COVID inside of them and I thought I was just tired. And then when I tested positive, I was like, oh, okay. So this is COVID. Well, it's not as bad as it was, you know? So the point is, people out there, it's a pandemic. Joe Rogan's right. You know, all you got to do is you got to eat some raw meat and then
liver.
Straight liver.
Straight lives.
Like Hannibal Lecter style
with some fava
beans and a nice
Chianti. Exactly.
I heard that the beans and anything that's not liver actually cancels out the liverness, the manliness of the liver.
Oh, damn. So that's crazy.
Just something that, you know, I've heard from my doctor, the liver king.
Yeah.
Mm, he's a good doctor. He looks great, by the way. He looks great.
Doesn't he look good?
Healthiest looking man I've ever seen. What is it? There's a lot of like people who claim to be like health, like gurus who look like total shit. And I'm like, this is so transparent. It's so on the nose. Like there's that one billionaire who was like, I'm taking, you know, $3 million a day in like supplements and young baby blood to look younger, and he keeps aging
backwards into an actual vampire.
And he keeps taking pictures of himself, and I'm like, do you look at the pictures once you take them? You look like dog shit, my dude. I've never seen a weirder looking guy.
This picture of Liver King looking. He looks like he's like drinking himself to death.
I know
Liver King. Yeah, yeah. Liver King doesn't look great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anyway. Look at, he's just like, God, it's like weathered. You can see his blood pressure. Yeah, you're not right. supposed to be able to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
He might be the first person to burst like a water balloon at some point.
Just the thickest blood comes out very slowly.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Is this Nickelodeon gag? What the fuck?
Or it looks like those like 120 frames per second videos of a balloon or a water balloon being popped where like the rubber just explodes around the fluid shape and then it turns into a puddle.
Yeah,
that's great.
I think it would be a mound. He does seem, his blood seems like it would be so viscous that he wouldn't turn into a puddle. He would be more of like a jello something. Like
he's just all coagulated in there. Yeah.
Anyways, we will see. Matt, we really appreciate you being here. We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about today, such as bone, 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 bone face, neo-Nazi covered in tattoos who is, I don't know, unbefitting of a modern, fashionable neo-Nazi because the neo-Nazi community seems to be expelling him.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Fun. Tough time for them.
Tough time for neo-Nazis. Tough time for Boneface. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the expanded child tax credit. Like we're now starting to see the evidence of how good it was for America, for Americans. But nobody's like really fighting for it to bring it back after Congress cut it off. And hey, speaking of Congress, we're going to talk about Lauren Boebert. Lauren Boebert. Who took in a performance of musical theater
in Denver. I'm here at the theater watching Dancy.
Yeah. That's going to be my Lauren Boebert impression.
I love that. She killed it. She is, I don't know. It almost seems like a bit what she's doing. Was smoking.
Her whole life is a bit. She was vaping and yelling at Beetlejuice the whole time.
And she's singing and talking to the characters and taking video while the thing was happening. Cool. Like very drunk behavior. I don't know. Maybe that's what was happening. All of that, plenty more. But first, Matt Lieb. What? Two Matt enter, one Matt Lieb. We do like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
So something I recently searched was women's powerlifting world records. Then that's because, you know, I'm on Twitter a lot. And ever since Elon Musk took over, he has made the algorithm only push Nazi talking points.
Sure.
And one of them was from like the, you know, like the, I don't know, Babylon Bee or not the Bee. And like they were all, if you read these guys, they're constantly going on about transgender women in sports. Mm-hmm. And it's always just like a new transgender woman, quote unquote, just beat the women's powerlifting world record by, you know, 8 million pounds, you know. And so I was like, I know that this is
not true.
Not true and bait and bullshit. And I'm just going to Google it. So it's not true, once again.
What?
Shocker. Shocker. Yeah. So it was talking about a woman's power lifter, Anne Andres, a male who, quote, identifies as a female, close quote, lifted 1,317 pounds, a new woman's world record by more than 440 pounds. That's what they claim. That poundage does not break the top 10 of world record holders. All of which are cisgender women, and the top being Tamara Walcott with 1,620 fucking pounds.
Oh,
holy shit. She did that in 2022. It's just kind of, for me, it was because I was like, I know they're lying, but I'm never doing the research to prove that they're lying. So I'm going to do the research to prove that they're lying. And indeed, I found that they were lying. And the side, like the added bonus was now we got to actually learn the names of a bunch of badass women who are lifting, you know, things that weigh more than my shitty car.
Right.
So, you know.
There you go.
Yeah. It's that if that doesn't reveal me as someone who is mad online and petty. I don't know what else does.
Yeah. It's incumbent on all of us to fact check all of their lies, unfortunately, yeah, that, which is exhausting.
It's so exhausting. That's the sad thing about it, is that it's just like, ugh, you know, they make you, they force you as the reader to do the non-lazy, to do the actual work that they refuse to do because they don't need to prove anything.
No. They just need to keep a narrative going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They just need to write the lie, and it's incumbent on everyone else to verify whether or not the lie is true, which is like, if you pump the fucking internet filled with lies, then it's impossible to keep up. It's, you know, a genius bit
It's like a tactic they employ all the time.
Yeah. It's almost like it's a plan.
Yeah.
But yeah, very annoying. But, you know, hey, someone's got to do it.
We were talking about the wave of trans athletes ruining the sanctity of all the world records around the world recently, in the context of it being revealed that Prayer Coach wasn't even trying to get his job back.
Yeah.
And that the couple who was making the website designer use her business to do a gay wedding that gay couple did not exist, and the woman didn't have a web design business.
No, it was all fake. So,
yeah, it's all fake. It's just bullshit, outrageous.
But it went to the Supreme Court, and Gorsuch is like, I'm writing the opinion. It happened.
Yeah. What's something you think is overrated?
Fear of AI.
Okay.
Because I saw there's a website where you can make AI porn ladies.
Porn ladies?
Yes. So it takes ladies, it uses AI technology to make like a lady horse, like a horse, a lady, but with a horse body.
Uh-huh.
Like a centaur?
Yeah, like a centaur. But sometimes the legs, well, it depends on what you ask for it to make. And you can make it with as big of titties as you want. So
wait, was this overrated or underrated?
A fear of AI is overrated. AI can make the titties as big as you want them to be.
On the horse people.
On the horse lady.
That you're creating.
Or she can also be a fox or like a fuckable mouse.
What about, can you put like massive dongs on a centaur?
Yes, yes, yes.
Like,
thank you,
like they're dragon on the ground?
Thank you for asking. You can pretty much do whatever your imagination says.
And speaking of dragon on the ground, can you make a fuck dragon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
If you can think it, it can make it. That's the thing about AI. It's so smart that it can make you come to whatever image you ask it to make for you.
And you discovered this all recently?
Yeah. Because I was like in the middle of my usual like Googling like biggest boobs ever.
Biggest boobs horse. Biggest boobs, biggest horse, boobs lady. Horse.
Biggest horse lady. Bigger boobs and even more bigger. And when I do that, usually the results are weird. I'm like, what is that's not this what, is that's a dog
what
lady.
Not what I had in mind.
Not
Can
what
you
I had
jiggy
in mind.
To this shit?
Exactly. But then all of a sudden, AI came out.
Right.
And now you can make the boobs as big as you want.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You can
make
the boobs as big as you want.
You can make the boobs as big as you want. So when people are like, oh, AI is like stealing jobs. And
well, hold on.
Just like,
yeah.
You know, let's weigh that against like how much cum you can now
produce.
Which is good for humanity.
Good for humanity.
Thank you.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, you know, like what's the point of a job, right?
Right.
The point of a job is so that you have enough money so that you can pay an artist to draw a lady.
A horse lady.
A horse lady with the biggest boobs in the world. That's the point of money. But if this is free with AI, then I don't need a job.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
That when you talk about UBI now.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Right,
Universal busting income. So I'm just saying, you know, take the good with the bad here. You know, everyone's like, oh, I'm scared. I'm scared of AI. You know, what if it's going to kill humanity? And it's like, yeah, from what? Coming to death?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That is one of the arguments the Republicans make, though, is that, like, why would anybody work when they can be coming to a horse lady, and on the horse lady can make as big a boobs you want.
As big as you want them to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they make a, sometimes, listen, a broken clock is.
That's right.
Right twice a day. So
there we go.
What is something that you think is underrated, Matt?
Oh, I'll tell you. Miss Rachel.
Okay. Do y'all is that the name of the horse lady?
That's the name of the horse lady.
That I named.
Jeez, so big. They're as big as I wanted them. No.
As big as I wanted.
Dude, them. You're about to pivot so hard by explaining who Miss Rachel is.
Yeah. Big pivot. Miss Rachel is a kids YouTuber.
Oh, who, no.
She makes content for, like, babies and toddlers, in which she, like, sings songs, and she's in front of a green screen, and it's animated, and she's, you know, live action, and she's, you know, she's singing things like, what's in the box? What could it be? Do you want to take something out with me? Pulls out a toy, explains the toy, does the sign language for, like, the color, does, you know, teaches babies, like, some sign language and some words, and shows how to say the words, like, mama, you know.
Wow.
And, like, repeating and repeating, and my daughter fucking loves it. It's so crazy. It's like she, we put it on and she has the biggest smile on her face. And I'm like, I don't know who this Miss Rachel is in real life, but I hope she's making so much money off of this.
I'm sure she is. Like, what kind of views is she getting on
YouTube? Dude, millions.
Yeah. Millions. Kid YouTube, like, YouTube content for kids, like, that's monetized is
insane.
Like, the amounts are absurd sometimes, right? When you look at how quickly, like, a video goes up in one day, it's like has 3 million views.
It's because and I realized the reason is because you just play that video over and over and over, because it's the one that makes them shut the fuck up.
Okay. And listen, she does have a master's in music education from NYU, so that makes me feel good that it's not just, because there is some children's entertainment on YouTube that is purely guess and check. Like, we put 1,000 AI generated videos up here. Most of them are disturbing and look like the inside of someone's brain as they are, like, having a bad acid trip that kills them.
Yeah.
And, but, like, 1 out of 100, like, kids really fuck with. And we just learn from that and keep making more and more disturbing Cocoa Melon or whatever the fuck.
Right. Yeah.
So it's good that there is somebody on YouTube who is like, I studied education.
Right. It's someone who's not, like, just gaming the algorithm with AI. Because listen, as much as I love AI, because you can make the boobs as big as you want.
Thank you.
I don't want my children to make the boobs as big as they want.
That's right.
Because I guarantee you that, like, Karina, she wants to. The boobs way because she wants the milk.
Yeah, those feed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are, that's called it's called evolution. What is it called? Evolutionary psychology.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. So we learn everything.
Yeah. I was going to say those words.
It is nice, though, like, when you're like, oh, thank God this person isn't just a failed improviser.
Right.
Who decided to pivot to kids' content. Because, like, you think about, like, Bloopy and stuff.
Yeah. You're just seeing the sadness behind every single time they sing Patty Cake.
Yeah.
Patty Cake, Baker's man.
Yeah.
I never made a backup plan. Yeah. No, she is like wonderful, and you just get like this you know, this like camp counselor energy that I remember back when I was like, you know, a little bit older of a kid. I used to just cringe at this, you know, like these adults who sang these songs.
Right. We're like, hey.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Lou, I'm happy. But then you see like them doing it for a baby and you see the way the baby reacts and you're like, you know what? You do have a place in this world and it is fucking important, and thank you for doing this.
Have you ever turned your back for a second and the YouTube algorithm starts feeding your baby 9/11 truther videos?
Yeah.
You can actually, with AI, you can, on the Twin Towers, you can make the boobs as big as you want.
Well, that's good.
Dude, her biggest video is 491 million views, and it only came out a year ago.
Jesus Christ. Well, 100 million of those views are me, so.
Right.
Yeah, no, so far we have not let the YouTube algorithm run its course. She can only last about, like, I think 40 minutes before she is just, like, you know, she wants.
Cooked. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're totally bored or start getting aggro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it was weird how happy I was when my kids started, like, having the attention span to be entertained by an iPad during the length of a flight. Because that changes everything.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's already changed our lives. And it's so funny how quickly we went from united front of, like, we're not gonna just plop them in front of a screen, you know.
Right.
We don't want an iPad babysitter. We're gonna read it books. It's so funny how quickly we're just like, turn on Miss Rachel. She's crying. Like,
please save us, Rachel. Yeah.
Please, Rachel.
There's something very difficult about seeing your child unhappy and knowing that you can pick up a very light thing. Doesn't weigh 100 pounds. Very light thing and press a couple buttons and your child will be happy.
I know.
Put their brain on pause.
I know.
Yeah.
It's hard to resist.
They got our ass with these little Skinner boxes.
Yeah.
Skinner boxes. All right. If you say it cute, it's not as disturbing.
It is.
Let's take a quick break and come back and talk about Boneface, y'all.
Yeah.
Bomb, bomb.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And Miles, this is a story that we missed while you were in Italia.
Italia.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, who could blame you? You know,
I blame myself. Ever since I found out, I blew it.
Well, I mean, I think most people do get very angry with themselves when they realize they've deprived themselves of what is true focaccia. But anyway, back to this. So, yeah, in the beginning of September, there was this neo-Nazi rally in Orlando. I'm sure many people saw the clip of, like, two groups of really sad wannabe SS losers marching and yelling and stuff. And there was a guy that looked like a fucking parody of a Nazi from a Marvel comic who was getting a lot of attention.
He's like full bald tattoos every inch of his face,
except for his lips. I'm always like curious. So I'm like, do tattoo artists, they're like, ah, look, man. Or was he like, these are the one parts I actually do like about myself.
These lips are for praying to Odin.
And he was getting a lot of attention, especially from other fascists on the internet. And his name, as we kept screaming before, Boneface.
Who's not a child YouTuber, but
yeah, this guy very rapidly rose to prominence on the scene because of his exploits. Specifically, he gained a lot of cred when he went to Ukraine to fight alongside the neo-Nazi-tied Azov battalion. Nice. And he said he racked up 36 confirmed kills, and all these other Nazis were like, this is what we need, dude. This guy fucking knows. Like, this is what the kind of training we need for the race war. And, dude, quickly became, like, this celebrity. And but shit went sideways when other right-wing influencers who are currently, because this was right after that horrific, like, you know, mass shooting in Jacksonville, where that guy was only, killed black people at that store, where a lot of these right-wing influencers, where they're currently on this campaign, they're like, neo-Nazis are the feds, and they're just trying to make us look bad. It's a fucking op. And
this is Antifa, these neo-Nazis? Yeah,
so some right-wingers called this dude and the people that are out there in Orlando, like, this is a false flag thing. Like, this is so absurd looking that they're just trying to make us look silly.
Yeah.
And they claim that they're like, it's so obvious. Like, this guy's a fed. And once the other Nazis started looking into him, they quickly realized that this guy was just a very normal racist with shitty tattoos, a criminal record, and a questionable backstory, because his time in Ukraine,
he killed those people in Ukraine, man. There's nothing realer than that, Miles.
I know, except that the images that he kept, claiming were from out there were terribly photoshopped images. When people actually began to look into it, they're like, you just like put on this like Azov battalion patch, like in Photoshop, very crudely. So
I love
in
that.
In order for the neo-Nazis to maintain their good standing with their allies on the far right, they held a public trial on Zoom, basically, like a live stream
for
public
Bone
trial
Face?
For Boneface.
To be like, this guy fooled us? He's a trickster? Yeah.
And they're like, Boneface, these are the charges set against you. How do you answer? And Boneface was like, not guilty. I am not the feds. I am not an op. The trial did not go well. This is Vice News did like a ton of coverage on this. They said on the first night of the trial, this is from Vice News, quote, it seemed like Boneface, who referred to himself solely in the third person, was winning over the Blood Tribe's leaders. This is the like big neo-Nazi group that was like fanning out for him. How could they not be swayed by arguments like he accidentally got his travel documents wet in the rain earlier that day, and that's why they looked forged?
Oh,
and that the reason
looked forged.
Yeah, it's just because I got rain on it. But no, I did go Ukraine.
What had happened was Boneface was in the rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Boneface in rain. Boneface.
I can't be CIA or FBI because look how shitty my fake documents are.
Yeah, terrible. Like, look at these things. But then when they said, well, what about these photoshopped fucking pictures? Said, I just got a bunch of fans who just won't stop doing the Photoshop on
It's fan
on the
art.
Stuff.
It's not me. This is fan art. You can tell because look at how they made the titties as big as they were.
On my fake documents.
On my fake documents.
Yeah, my travel documents. Look how big the titties are on this visa. travel through Belarus. So then it got even weirder when the high court of fascists asked Boneface. They said, okay, you fought Ukraine? Why don't you spit some Ukrainian for us? This is from Vice. Quote, the neo-Nazi said he knew how to speak it and attempted to get some sentences out. But according to a person listening who knows Ukrainian, he was just saying random words and making vaguely Slavic noises.
Well, that's fish. Just like their opinion, Miles.
That's true. Okay. That's true. That's true.
I want to know what a vaguely Slavic noise is.
Have you ever heard that artist Beirut? The music?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Come
that's,
on.
That's his.
I don't want a war.
Deal.
That yeah. guy?
No, the guy is like,
that guy.
He's it sounds like a band from like, you know, behind the Iron Curtain during the 80s. And like, that's right. what the cover of his first album was, like a picture from that, like looked like it could be that. And then right. you like find out he's a 17 year old from New Jersey, just making vaguely wow. Slavic sounds. And like, when you look at like what the lyrics actually, like I assumed he was singing in a different language. And then the lyrics were actually like, just, you know, 17-year-old poetry.
I love a Slavic noise.
Slavic noise. That's like Slavic noises.
I've only heard a Slavic noise when I was a youngster playing Counter-Strike online. And occasionally I would hear someone go,
yeah,
hey, fuck
headphones.
You, Gabriel. And I'd be like, that's a Slavic noise.
Whoa. Also, vaguely Slavic noises, pretty sick band name.
Yeah.
On night two of the trial, because this was a two-parter.
Yeah.
Bone
you gotta
face,
stress that shit out.
Boneface couldn't even show his bone face because he was so thoroughly humiliated the previous night. So his doubters took the stage and presented their own evidence of how all the videos that he like claimed were from the Ukrainian front were just stolen from other people. And, you know, that they're like one of them. Like was calling for violence against Boneface for like putting them into disrepute or I don't know. Yeah. Like he was really upset about it.
That's
the
wonderful.
Main leader of Blood Tribe, who's they're the people who put on this trial, mm-hmm. like really took a liking to him. And he was so into him. He was like, he invited him to join like the like hierarchy of this group and do a blood ritual where he could, like, he was going to spill his blood, like, from a spear that, like, other members had before him, like, in this whole ritual. But old Boneface couldn't even get any blood to come out. Hold on, I got to play you this clip.
That's fantastic. Dude, you mean, like, he
everything about this is so
he
childish.
Couldn't cut himself because it hurted?
I think it was that, or the blade was too dull, or, like, it was so dull that he's like, yo, come on, man, G up and, like, really fucking try and hurt yourself with this thing.
I don't want to.
Oh, here he is.
All right.
So he's got his spear. And that's the other guy. That's the other guy, Hammer. And this video was put up by, like, you know, right wing monitoring groups for the bros who came before you. And he keeps trying to cut his hand here. He keeps trying to cut it.
Look at that fucking tattered flag.
He's like, oh. It's like a scene from The Office right now. Where he's like, come on, spill your blood on the Nazi spear. And he's like, yeah, he's doing gym looks to the camera.
He's doing gym looks at the camera while he's trying to cut himself, but he can't get himself to cut himself because it's like too. I mean, he seems like there's something definitely genuinely wrong.
I mean, his record is he got arrested for like doing paramilitary training, like with other people in Florida who were trying to start a race war back in 2012. And then it's like drugs and like, you know, burglary and shit like that. So, yeah, the guy couldn't even spill his bone face blood to join the crew.
Spill your blood, bro.
And dude, that guy who was next to him, who was like, you are like, you're joining the bros, who had all those like runes taped, like fucking tatted on the side of his head.
This quote.
So. This guy, his name is Hammer, and he had to make an apology for making everybody look so dumb. This is what Hammer said, quote.
This is going in the quote of the year. This is the first nominee for
quote of the year. First ballot entry to the Hall of Fame. Quote, I want to say sorry to whoever thinks we dropped the ball on this or whatever. We aren't the only ones. Everyone was fucking into Boneface. Boneface was hype for a while. That's why we told him not to wear a mask. There was just a lot of Boneface hype.
That's his defense.
He's like speaking. He's speaking like a brand manager.
Yeah.
Like
apologies for raising up Boneface.
But like everybody was feeling Boneface, and
it wasn't like, just us, dude. Like there was a Boneface wave, dude, and we were just riding that shit.
But that's all these people are, is like brand managers on social media, right?
100%.
Like that's their version of white supremacy
Livvy riz up Boneface, or is baby Gronk the new Boneface?
Who knows, dude? Incoming Stitch. So he vowed then after being like, sorry for the bone face hype, he said that him and other leaders would do a better job of vetting people.
Vetting like, their Nazis.
Yeah, which I imagine the process is something like, oh shit, you really have this gnarly shit tatted? You're in. Like, that seems to be the extent of it, but they're like, this guy's a fucking LARPer. And the real
LARPers.
I know.
This is the most LARP-ass community in the world.
The real like, cherry
doing
on top.
Blood oaths in a fucking one bedroom.
Yeah, with a dull spear that you bought off QVC.
I don't know how dull it was. Boneface just might not be about that life, man. He might not, like, that is exactly what I would have done. Also,
yeah, got
if somebody asked me to do a... Somebody asked me to do a blood oath and like handed me a spear. Jack, I would be like, I don't know what the heck's going on. Is this thing too dull?
In this hypothetical, why are you trying to get in with the neo-Nazis?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I need a community. I'm lacking community in my life.
That's why I said join the fucking Marines, dude.
Any blood oath. I'm not going to do a blood oath for most things.
Not even to join the Sopranos crew?
Yeah, I would do a blood
oath to
join the Sopranos.
Is that you and Matt's friend group that watches the Sopranos together on Monday nights?
It's our group chat.
Yeah, dude. You gotta cut yourself on this old butter knife.
Full.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, then this is the next thing fucking Hammer said about fucking Boneface since he's been fully excommunicated from the neo-Nazi movement, I guess. Quote, I imagine he's gonna have a hard time. A real hard time because, you know, a guy like that ain't going to fit in regular society. Said the guy with the rune tattoos all over his fucking body and is the fate of... Sure, go ahead, dude.
Uh-huh. I love that, though.
Yeah. He's going to have a hard time, man. Are you doing well,
sir? How's your day job?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, at least I can, you know, at some point pivot to being a, God of War cosplayer.
Yeah, that's
at
right.
any point.
Ragnarok, bro.
Yeah, you know I'm Kratos. Is
so,
that his name?
Yeah. Sounds yeah. Right. I mean, it's phonetically a little bit off, but hey, we're not here to
whatever, dogs.
But yeah, I don't know. So this is the latest sad infighting and embarrassment that has been laid at the feet of this really fucking gross movement.
I love it. I let those fucking idiots eat themselves alive. And it's there's nothing funnier than... You know, a new video of neo-Nazis coming out and the fact that like Elon Musk's algorithm and Twitter is just all blue check marks going like feds, feds has some points, feds.
Right.
Like even among the blue check mark dullards, they can't like keep their story straight. They're like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, this seems to be kind of onto something. Like listen to the words they're saying, you know, in between the Sieg Heiling.
Yeah.
There was a beef over the summer where like this guy who's like in his 70s who's like considered like the sort of like the OG of like the modern neo-Nazi movement in America, like had a falling out with like the satanic sect of neo-Nazis and had like a similar fucking back and forth. It's just a it is what it is, folks.
Yeah, I do like there's obviously real white supremacy and neo-Nazis and shit, but I feel like the stuff that floats to the surface maybe is the silliest, wildest shit, like the stuff that's going to be the easiest for people to share, right?
Yeah, so, completely. Yeah. And the point that, you know, with people screaming about the feds are only involved when they are trying to get them to do an act of violence and catch them, you know, like entrap them. That's the Fed involvement. The feds aren't involved in like these like, you know, small scale protests where they're going out there going, Kanye was right, you know, right, gas right. the Jews or whatnot. No, that's all them. The feds are only trying to push them a little bit more so they can entrap them. That's what feds do with all, you know, with basically any movement
that they target. Yeah.
That is Fed involvement. So it's not that like I'm not going to cape for feds here. I'm just saying that
that's not how they move. Exactly.
That's not how they move. They move to get arrests and pretend as if they're stopping an act of violence when really they're the ones who suggested the act of violence.
Right. And like they're lucky that because their whiteness even protects them from those kinds of Fed ops, because usually they'll be like, okay, these Muslim dudes, they said they might be down, and we're just going to fuck this to go ahead and arrest them.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, we got special laws for the Muslims.
Yeah, it's wild. So, you know, but y'all are the feds. So yes. Come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a bit of a philosophical like dilemma. It's like, yeah, that's true. But the feds could be us?
Huh. Yeah. What if we are the feds? Well, yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about the expanded child tax credit. We don't know how good we had it. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And there's new data from the Census Bureau that has illustrated just how valuable 2021's enhanced child tax credit was, because, you know, it was allowed to expire last year by Congress. And when that happened, the child poverty rate more than doubled, like immediately. 12.4% of children were in poverty last year, up from a record low of 5.2 the year before, and roughly comparable to where it was prior to the pandemic in 2019.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it was just giving money to people with kids. And this is not a, you know, Joe Biden didn't invent this. This is pretty standard for developed countries around the world.
Oh, yeah. Like, it, in the sense, we're so behind.
Yeah. We don't want children to have to live in poverty. Like, as right. humans, generally, we don't want children to have to live in poverty.
And not me.
Pretty start.
I want them to live in poverty.
Oh, are you Joe Manchin?
Yeah. What's up, guys? It's me, Joe.
Yeah.
Good old Senator Joe Manchin.
I'm a Democrat. Lol, 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 lol.
Yeah.
I am an op.
Yeah.
Yeah. The efforts to extend the CTC were stymied by Manchin, who demanded that the credit include a firm work requirement. And
for babies, gotta get a job.
Falsely suggested that some low-income parents use the payments to buy drugs.
Still doing which, that one.
I mean, people buy that. That has to be true. The fact that like he couldn't even come up with like evidence. Like, I'm sure that happens. People buy it, use everything to buy drugs. Like,
right.
What,
yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. That's the whole thing about drugs. You'll pretty much use any money or thing that you can use to get money.
Yeah. That drugs. Has perceived value. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But I don't know. It's just, it's very frustrating. It's very common. Almost every EU country has it. And child poverty rates in countries like Germany and Sweden are far lower than in the US. And for people who don't care about the literal suffering of children, child poverty also ends up costing money as well. Nearly 4% of GDP every year, because it leads to horrible things for those children later in life. You know,
yeah.
Like children who they have absolutely nothing to do with whether they're living in poverty when they're young. And then they are doomed to like suffer later in life because of this thing that they had no control over. Sounds cool.
Yeah. No, it's a pretty dope country we got here.
It's also just like when you look at how the people it affected, you know why it wasn't extended. Because it was disproportionately affecting Black and Hispanic kids and single moms.
Yes.
So it's just like, nah, that's fine. You know,
and also because the discourse around the time, or at least the what the news was doing, was explaining that, you know, this recession is a direct result of the fact that babies are living high on the hog. You know, we're giving all these babies all this money. And look at this. Look at this. Look at the gas prices.
They just sit on that shit. They buy, they invest in bonds. They do stock sellbacks. That's what babies do.
That's what babies need to do. No, but what, you know, what we got to do is we got to cool down this hot economy. We got to take some, no more child tax credit, you know, no more stimulus packages. Let's fire a bunch of people. Let's get that unemployment rate up a bit, because now labor's got a little bit too much power. You know what I mean?
A little too much.
And then we'll go from there. You know, listen, if we got to turn a few babies into gasoline to make the price cheaper, we got to do what we got to do. We're the number one country in the world. Number one at what? Being the number one country.
That's right. At chanting, we're number one.
At chanting, we're number one. We have the biggest foam number one fingers.
That's true.
And it just, I think there's just like, the perception, I don't know, like, was, I guess people just figured it's handouts, but again, like, that shouldn't fucking matter when you're saying the end goal is to end child poverty, or at least take a huge dent in child poverty, and sounds doing whatever you have to.
Like, the end goal is communism.
I mean,
that's what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe.
Listen, there's nothing that spells freedom more than literally taking the food out of a baby's mouth.
Right? I know, right? It's true. Like that correlation is like our economy's suffering because enough babies aren't suffering.
Yeah, and it truly, like, it definitely worked. The poll, a poll found that only 1 in 3 Americans supported making the child tax credit permanent. Like, which is crazy. It was like money fucking for insane people who desperately needed it.
And, well, yeah, because we still have a huge hump, like a hill to get over with entitlements and like people understanding that like helping people is a net benefit to society rather than like, how come they get the money? Yeah, I got to do this. It's like, because you don't need it, asshole. And be grateful for that. The fact that you're in that situation. I already pay my taxes. Okay.
I think just like the talk around student debt relief proved to me why we're never going to have nice things in this country. And it's because in order to start a program in which the government is going to give you money or help you out with anything, health insurance, child tax credit, fucking maternity leave, paternity leave, it means you have to get over the hump of people who already paid their student loans or already had children. And those people are so petty that they will never, ever agree to letting the next generation have something.
Yeah,
That's the American way right there.
Yeah.
Is us just looking at the younger generation and going like, no.
For
they
them
have to suffer as I suffered.
Wait, you mean your children? Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Wait, that's your grandchild.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Oh, he's going to have to deal with the same shit I dealt with. Absolutely. Yeah. go learn the value of a dollar. So, but yeah, I mean, the Biden administration didn't do a great job of like selling it to the country. They kind of lumped it in with the $2 trillion America and American Rescue Plan instead of just being like, no, this is a good thing for people that we need to keep going. They were like, no, this is like a temporary, an emergency thing. And so it became associated for a lot of people with COVID, which everybody wants to move past, seeing as it was a dark, horrible time. So,
yeah.
But hopefully in the future, we have somebody who's like willing to actually be progressive, even when it's not like demanded by starvation and a horrible fucking situation.
Right. A million dead people in a pandemic. Yeah.
But we should talk about Congress, right? Because
we want to talk about those clowns in Congress.
There's some other news coming out of Congress, and it's about our good friend Lauren Boebert, who she's housed, right, Miles?
Yeah. She's housed, man.
She's housed. She may have been. She took in some musical theater, a performance of the musical version of Beetlejuice in Denver Sunday night. Unfortunately, she did not catch the ending as she was kicked out of the building for, quote, vaping, singing, recording, and causing a disturbance during the show.
She's so cool.
She's
vaping during a fucking a musical theater like performance of Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Like she was just like, fuck yeah. Hell
Multiple
yeah,
audience members
say it three times you come out.
She's so cool.
Multiple audience members complained about her, and she received a warning during the intermission, and 5 minutes into the second act was doing the same shit, like probably a little bit louder to, you know, get back at the people who complained. And then she was asked to leave. She, of course, refused to go. The ushers said they would have to call the police, to which she responded, go get them. Go get them.
I am the police.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
I just love,
God.
I just think the fucking, I really want to know the detail about the vape part. Because, like, was she just blowing fucking clouds out during the fucking performance? Or was it, like, one of those, like, I'm going to be an asshole because now you're kicking me out and let me turn up a little bit by vaping to, like, the security guard?
Oh, or definitely the second half, for sure, was that.
Right.
She's reminds me of every single drunk lady at a comedy show. Usually, like, Friday or Saturday late show at a club. There's always one or a group of trashed, like, white women who are, like, talking during the show, yelling out, heckling. And then as soon as security goes like, hey, you guys, you can't talk. They just are like, how dare you? I will vape as loud as I want.
Yeah.
And they just get
serious,
so mad.
Bro?
Watch this.
Yeah.
Giant
gas cloud.
Cumulonimbus cloud comes out of their mouth.
Just, damn, her voice got deep.
She's like, yeah, it's just when you blow it out.
Did you see what she was wearing? It was like very, I don't know what people wear, but she looked like she was dressed for like some kind of gala event.
She looks like AI. In that they made a boost space. I'm sorry. I'm on Dayquil, guys.
Oh, she does look like you designed her on AI.
I designed
in
her
this dress.
Oh wait, this is from Matt Lieb's Substack.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's my Substack.
Of his AI art.
That's never my mind, deviant never art. Sorry.
Yeah. But like, what the fuck is going? I have. I'm wondering though, because right now her campaign is in absolute tatters. You know, like they're. She's like she's begging constantly now the supporters to be like, I'm losing and I don't know why. I need money. And because her Democratic challenger is like now pulling ahead in the polling. So I wonder if she's also.
She's out here trying to save Americans from the woke mind virus.
That's right.
And she's not allowed to go fucking let off a little steam. And then when they kick her out, she's not allowed to. Say stuff like, do you know who I am? I am on the board. I will be contacting the mayor, which are all quotes overheard coming out of her.
I love just like being such a Karen that you're like, I'm calling the mayor. That's what I'm doing.
The mayor is so good.
To go directly to the manager of the city is the funniest thing.
It's also, too, like a threat that does not resonate with somebody who's just working security at a fucking, like a theater or performance space. It's like, right. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Like, that doesn't mean shit to me. You still got to fucking go. Like, I'm not the fucking chief of police where you're going to be like,
the mayor
will hear about this.
Yeah, like, what's the mayor going to do?
I ain't going to do shit. Mayor don't even know who the fuck I am.
I answer to Beetlejuice, okay? Not you, lady.
The Beetlejuice is the mayor of me, all
right? Yeah. Right.
Oh, I do wonder how they got her out of there eventually, you know? Like, because... Sounds like she was not. She sounds like, first of all, no one has ever enjoyed a musical theater performance of Beetlejuice as much as she was. Mm-hmm. And that she had lots of the excuses.
Yeah. The funniest thing about it was I was reading what her office said about this whole thing. They like confirmed the story is true. She was kicked out for, quote, like having too much fun or something.
Right.
Guess the girl's not allowed to have a good time anymore.
And in the statement, she continues to sing the praises of the Beetlejuice musical, which I think is impressive. Because,
let me read this. Let me read this quote. Okay. So her campaign manager said, "I can confirm the stunning and salacious rumors. In her personal time, Congressman Lauren Boebert is indeed a supporter of the performing arts. Parentheses, gasp. And to the dismay of a select few, enthusiastically enjoyed a weekend performance of Beetlejuice." And then he noted, "The Post's review of the show last week described it as zany, outrageous, and a lusty riot."
She's doing promo for it. I love it. She's like, she enjoyed it so much. She's not even going to call it, like, the problem was that they were doing child trafficking.
Wokeness. The problem was this shit is too good. The show too lit. Is too fucking good. What do you want her to do? This shit is outrageous, zany, and it's a lusty riot. And she's supposed to just sit there quietly like a church mouse?
Yeah, with it's lusty. She's like not supposed to masturbate with a vape? Come on.
Yeah.
Everyone on. Doing
Beetlegeist.
It.
It's Beetlegeist.
It's Beetlegeist.
Oh, man. Good riddance to you.
She's just yelling, "I want the sandworm to eat my pussy."
Oh my
god.
You know? That's the Dayquil talking once again. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Matt.
What's up?
It's been such a pleasure having you, man. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Well, if you are in the San Francisco Bay Area on October 17th,
Bay Area,
Francesca Fiorentini, my wife, and I are going to be headlining the Punchline Comedy Club. So you can buy your tickets now and just, you know, Google Punchline San Francisco, and you will see October 17th that we are performing, 8 p.m. Please come. It's going to be a really fun show. And Francesca and I are married, and we're going to be performing together. I mean, not together. We're, you know, each doing our own act. But
we will, a Sonny and Cher kind of thing?
No, but we will do a live sex show afterwards. If we sell out, that's a Matt Lee promise.
That's a Patreon exclusive,
That's right. And if you like television shows like The Sopranos or The Wire.
Ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Oh, ever heard of that?
Ever heard of it?
Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
What do you mean you haven't seen it?
See it. Both of them. I do a rewatch podcast called Pod Yourself a Gun. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts. It's got all of The Sopranos. We go through every episode. And now we are on season 4 of The Wire, which is starting this week. So, in fact, when this episode is released, the new episode, season 4, episode 1 of Pod Yourself a Gun, will be out covering The Wire. Season four.
So check it out. Some say the best season.
Some say the best. I do. I say not just the best season of The Wire. I say probably the best season of television ever made.
I think so. And who's a guest on your last episode of season three.
Go. God, who was that?
Was me, Matt. It was me, Jack O'Brien.
That's guessing. Right. Mr. Jack O'Brien.
That's yeah, right.
So at the very least, listen to that episode.
Listen to that one. That was a lot of fun.
And and then follow me on Instagram at Matt Lieb Jokes.
There it is. Is there a work of media you've been enjoying?
Oh, is there ever? I very much enjoyed a tweet by my co-host of Pod Yourself a Gun, Vince Mancini.
Very funny. Very funny, Vince Mancini.
The very, very funny friend of this pod. He quote tweeted this Elon Musk post where he said, "No monkey has died as a result of a Neuralink implant. For our early implants, to minimize the risk to healthy monkeys, we chose terminal monkeys, parentheses, close to death already." And Vince Mancini wrote,
"In your face."
Vince wrote, "I want you to find me some monkeys. But which monkeys, sir? The monkeys with nothing to lose." This is very funny. And yeah, so he's very, very funny film critic. He has really a Substack. Vince Mancini, please check him out too.
And Miles, who you can find at Miles of Gray, his power just went out. So we got through just in time. His power did go down. So go find him at Miles of Gray. You can find him also on Miles and Jack. I'm at Boosties. You can also find him on The Good Thief, his true crime podcast about the Greek Robin Hood. And yeah, just all around one of the great voices in podcasting, one of the great talents. Go find him everywhere. You can find me at Jack_O'Brien. And a work of media I've been enjoying, Mr. California at Internet Hippo tweeted, "Not a single person would have died on 9/11 if all those people were allowed to work from home. Something to think about." That is something to think about. And also Richard at Richard_normal tweeted, "One of the easiest ways to tell if a book is good or not is to take a quick look at the cover." Just good advice right there.
That's so
true. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information. There he is. That we talked about in today's episode. We also link off to a work of music, a song that we think you might enjoy. And with Miles gone, I'm going to ask Super Producer Justin, do you have one off the dome that you think people might enjoy?
Sure. There's a song I've been listening to called Ben Franklin by Snail Mail. I've been getting like farther away from listening to hip hop and R&B and soul and a lot of neo soul and stuff that I've generally been listening to most of my life, and getting more into like indie rock and like rediscovering that kind of sound again. And I really enjoy Snail Mail's music. Love the voice on the singer, and the song is called Ben Franklin. It's a really fun vibe. It reminds me of just like taking out a long board and just like having a good time and cruising down the street. So you can find the song Ben Franklin by Snail Mail in the footnotes.
Cruising down the street in my long board. Amazing. Thank you, Justin. Just truly one of the best in the business. Coming right in. No prep. Didn't know he needed a song recommendation, but you know, he's there. It's like the postal service.
He's amazing.
All right, we will link off to that in the footnotes. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's gonna do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what is trending. And hey, we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.